How's the process going for you so far, man?
It's going well. Everything it lived up to be.
Did you get your official height weight numbers? What did you weigh in?
We did. I weighed in 297. Played this previous year 315. Year before that 305. Felt better at 305. So looking for the weight range 300-305. And guess I lost a pound or two travel.
Is that what these teams tell you, that they want you more at that, more around 305, or like around that spot, or have you not really gotten that sort of feedback yet?
Not too much, not very specific, just how I felt best at.
Do you think you're a tackler or a guard at the next level?
Personally, if you ask me, I feel like I'm a tackle, but I'm willing to play anywhere a team needs me.
Inside at any point, have you played any guard or center or anything?
No, sir, I haven't.
I didn't think so.
Connor, after the injury this season, was that, or I guess I should say, when you had the injury this season, was that the first thoughts you really started giving to, you know, leaving after your junior season? Or was this something that came around, you know, later as the year progressed and you started to hear feedback about what you might, where you might be drafted?
Once the injury hit, it was all about day in and day out, recovering, getting back to my full self, and getting back to help the team.
Did you ever any thought about, maybe I should start thinking about my future beyond University of Texas?
No, sir.
Feel like you play tackle at 305 in the league?
Yes, sir, I firmly believe that. And, of course, over the years, gained clean weight.
It seemed like last year in the summer, you were like a lock for top 10 in a lot of mock drafts, and it kind of changed a little bit as the season progressed, and now to where we are at this point. Is that something that's bothered you, watching that kind of change and ebb and flow?
I mean, not too much. It's not anything in my control. I mean, it's me performing my best, and I don't need to pay any attention to the outsides.
Texas hasn't had a first-round pick since 06. What would it mean if you snapped that
route? It'd be amazing to be able to represent for the state of Texas and the university like that.
What kind of changes happened there with Tom Herman coming in? It was a lot different just in general.
Mm-hmm. It was a big transition year. It was a big building block of establishing the culture there at the university, and I believe they're on the right page, so winning program.
Well, what was it like having to get a different offensive line coach every year, huh?
Yes, sir.
Because you had Wareheim, and you just, I get them mixed up by now.
Maddox.
Wareheim, yeah, Wickline.
Wickline, Maddox, and Wareheim, yes, sir.
Did they teach you different stuff? Like, was it different with your steps or, you know, blocking your numbers and stuff like that?
I mean, also 3OC, so every year it was a different scheme, different way of doing things, yes, sir.
So how did that affect you? I mean, do you feel like, Was that hard to readjust?
I mean, it's not the most ideal situation, but it's staying open minded and being ready to. I mean, it's adversity hitting, and so you got to just learn the new program and be open minded when a new coach comes in.
Did that help you in the long run that you went through that as you come into the NFL?
Yes, sir. I believe so. I feel like I've. I've seen three whole different offenses and whole different way mindsets of thinking, and so. I think you can take the pros from each one. I think you can carry it with you.
Did you go back to when you were hurt, your mindset, everything was going so well, you know, why you didn't have the surgery and where you are right now?
Mm-hmm. After getting a second opinion with Dr. Andrews, it was established that I didn't need surgery, that the only reason maybe the surgery was the torn meniscus, which I tore early in high school and never gave me any issue. And so I elected not to do any surgery. Gave it a time frame for 8 to 10 weeks, came back in 7, and it was all about getting back to play.
Why did you come back? A lot of guys would have just given it up and gotten ready for the NFL.
Mm-hmm. If that was my last play as at the University of Texas against USC, when it felt complete.
What ended up being your last play?
Texas Tech.
How'd you play at the end of that game when you knew it was the end?
I did not know it was the end at that time.
What goes into that decision? I mean, a lot of criticism for a lot of D1 guys who decide to sit out a bowl game that doesn't really have, you know, I guess, meaning beyond, you know, the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
How long were those talks? Who did you talk to, and why was that the ultimate decision you made?
I talked to many trusted people that were close to me, and after talking with my team and talking with the people I trusted, I felt like I was informed enough to make a decision of ultimately chasing my dream, which is playing in the NFL.
You think your teammates were 100% supportive of that? I mean, what was their reaction to that news?
Yes, sir. I talked to them before, and I talked to many of them before the decision to get their standpoint on it, because that was a big factor going into it.
Do you think Tom Herman can turn around the Longhorns, considering how long the program has been down?
I believe so. I believe he's instilling a a strong culture that's going to last within the program, and I feel like the team is on the uprise.
Connor, how would you describe yourself as a Tad brings to the table?
What's the greatest attribute you feel like you bring to the table to an NFL team?
I believe my athleticism. I mean, I feel like I move very well.
Second level and getting blocks at the second level, something that
yes, sir.
You're able to do.
Kind of similar, but just how would you describe yourself as a Tad?
I believe I'm a I instill my will. I'm a finisher, and I go to the whistle, and at the same time balance that with athleticism and 100% effort, and you get somewhere with it.
Through all 3 years in the run game, you guys, I mean, you had outside zone, you had inside zone, you had powers, you had man stuff counters. Like, what is there any one scheme that you felt like you were kind of not best at, but maybe most natural at, or one that you kind of like the most?
Like you said, I've run everything. I've called it every combination block, everything. And so not too much. It's based on the team success and the offense's success. So if I block this well, it doesn't matter because we need to get a first down. So it matters about the offensive success.
Can you speak to the importance of, you know, getting your hands in there first and winning at the point of attack and getting your hands on the defensive line first?
I mean that's what you're taught day one at in the offensive line room. It's about the punch. It's about getting your hands inside, and end of the day, you win with your hands.
Connor, have you met with the Giants yet?
Yes, sir, I have.
What were your impressions of what they
offered? Just a great program, great meeting. Don't want to get into too much detail, but it went well.
What would you say is an area of your game that you could improve the most to take your game to the next level?
I believe technique is something you can always improve on. I mean, that's what makes the separates a great, and just something you can always improve on.
What's the difference that you see between being in the offensive huddle with Shane Buechele versus Sam Ehlinger?
I mean, they both have great talents, and they both have their way of coming about the game, and I respect both of them, and I love playing for both of them.
Is there any difference between the two? Is one guy more fired up, or what? Like maybe one guy more quiet? Is there anything like a difference in the huddle that you notice?
Not too much. It's their character and it's the way they lead.
Kind of. There's a lot of talk, obviously, from multiple people, the term Texas being down and Coach Herman can you bring the program back up. But when you look at, especially your 3 years, there were a lot of losses that I think were either within a touchdown or less. Not that you regret anything from your time on the 40, but do you feel that? You know, you kind of do get a bad rap when you look at the way you guys lost some of your games, that the program isn't really that far off, that there's not that far to go?
I mean, like I said, my 3 years at Texas didn't go as planned. I mean, does that mean if I could go back, I'd go to another school? Absolutely not. I mean, I love the University of Texas. I'm a diehard Longhorn for life. We lost games by field goals and in games we shouldn't have lost, and it was very disappointing. And just seeing that it's almost there, and that the ability's there.
Do you see any? Do you see? What do you see in Kerstetter?
Mm-hmm. He's young and he's eager. He's in the film room, ready to learn. He pulls me after practice when I'm ready to go shower, and he's like, "Hey, can we run through these steps? I got to work on this," and just thinks he didn't do well in the game, and let's go for it. He's eager to learn.
Ashborn had his flashes. How well do you think he can do here and boost his stock?
I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. I mean, I'm not sure what he weighs, but he's a big running back, but yet he's still rocked up. And, I mean, he's a crazy athlete. He's a freak athlete. Yeah.
You said that you see yourself as a tackle. How hard, but you would play guard if they asked you to.
Correct.
How hard is it to make that transition from outside to inside?
I mean, it's not too hard. You play beside a guard your whole life. You know the combination. You work with him, and you watch them in the drills. It's not too difficult.
Connor, you face bull rushers. You face speed rushers. Mentally, what's your approach to the game when you have to face a variety of players like that?
Mm-hmm. Pass pro's a different game. It's like a puzzle. It's a mind game, and it's analyzing. I mean, my approach, it's just patience and a technique.
Best technique in handling a bull rusher? What's your best technique in handling a speed rusher?
I mean, of course, coaches want you to do differently and different techniques.
Talking to the right tackle or left tackle, what's your son doing in this meeting?
arms?
They haven't been too specific with it.
Connor, when there's talk about, you know, Tom Herman and the fact that he prides himself on being a player's coach, from a player standpoint, especially one of the veteran leaders of the locker room, what impact does, you know, things like the new locker room and the, you know, the winner loser stuff you guys put you through have on the culture of the program?
It makes you excited. It makes you excited to wake up in the morning and be able to go compete. And I think it's a great way of doing things. I think it's a great culture he's instilling.
Are you going to be able to do all your drills while you're here?
Yes, sir.
I'll fully participate. Do you think we're going to see Vahe here next year?
I believe so. I mean, Vahe's he's like Derek. He's eager. He's looking to improve every day, and he's I mean, I played next to him for 3 years. He's one of my best friends, so I definitely believe so.
Has he taught you a tribal dance?
Yes, he tried teaching us sometimes.
What weight did you play on this season?
I played between 315 and 320 this season.
You lost a lot of weight on it here.
Mm-hmm. I feel better at 300 to 305, and that's where I was looking to be.
Is that with Oakland, with the Raiders?
I believe so.
What's the toughest pass rusher you played against last season?
I mean, due to my injury, I wasn't there wasn't a specific pass rusher that I'd say stood out, just because I was limited to the number of snaps I played.
Could anybody stand out during your entire career, like maybe the Armstrong kid from Kansas or something?
Emmanuel was good for Oklahoma State, yes sir, my freshman year.
In your career in football, where would you rank that overtime loss to Kansas on the road in 2016?
I mean, it was tough. It was, I think, looking back at it now, that was a doubt point of our program, and I think it's on an upward slope now.
Why do you think guys that had another year of eligibility left, like on the offensive line, like Jake McMillan, Alex Anderson, I think Garrett Thomas, maybe Terrell Cuney, all those guys, it seems like they're not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it was about it? Those guys just burned out? They weren't ready to move on? I know you can't speak for them. But
I mean, like you said, it's not for me to say. It's their personal decision and how they feel about it. I mean, I know Jake's been there 4 years, I believe. Mm-hmm.
So it's just, yeah, it's probably just ready to move on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Connor. Thanks, man.
You're free to keep it if you want
Thank you, brother. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.